How do you do? Come with us, won't you? We'll meet a young man who had everything he could ask for and more. But alcohol had a stranglehold on him. He was barely 21 when he was thrown out of his house for drinking and partying. He had cars and boats and money to live like a king. But he was heading toward ruin until his life and heart and mind were unshackled.
Take it easy, Richie.
Hey, but look, you got the whole house, you got your old man's booze, you got the girls. What more could a guy ask for, right?
More of everything.
Hey, Vandy, what if your old man and lady show up and all this is going on?
Look, if they ever show up before 3 in the morning...
No, no, I'm serious, man. We'd be in big trouble.
They're in Colorado all weekend. Ain't no way they'll find out. No. Guess what?
What?
They think I'm somewhere in Wisconsin visiting relatives until Sunday.
Far out, man.
Have a good time, Richie.
Good time, man. This is heaven.
From Chicago, crossroads of America, the Pacific Garden Mission presents Unshackled, the unique dramatic series that tells the true stories of real people. Since 1877, when the doors first opened, the men and women of Chicago's streets have found help at the old lighthouse. Help includes food, clothing, lodging, and medical and dental care. All are free. Counselors point the way to new life, filled to overflowing. Since 1950, when these programs began, Unshackled has been reaching out around the earth to be heard by people of almost every nation. Now heard by more people in more places than ever before, Unshackled is also translated and re-dramatized in other languages by nationals. All of this has come about as some listening have made it their business to help make it possible for others to hear the program that makes you face yourself and think. People dream of having all the money they could ever spend. Not many of us ever have that kind of opportunity, but that wasn't just a dream for Andy. Unfortunately, Andy's unusual opportunity did not include the inner strength to resist the temptation to squander what he had, almost to the point of having nothing at all. You'll hear about it as we bring you the true story of Andy Morgan, right now on Unshackled.
Our family was what you would call comfortable. Around the Chicago area, the Morgans had a reputation as good businessmen, and we knew a lot of the important political figures. My two older brothers and younger sister and I figured we could have life pretty much as we like it, until something happened that no money in the world can change. My sister, Michelle, boy, she was great. She was a champion ice skater. We were close. I always stood up for her. We did a lot together. Until that day when I was coming home from school. I was only 10 years old.
Anybody home? What's Mother crying about?
Come in, Andy.
What's Mom crying about? Where's Michelle? Did you come home from visiting Grandma?
Andy, your sister is... she was in an accident.
Accident?
She went to heaven this afternoon.
Heaven? You mean she's dead? Michelle?
Michelle was a very special person to me. When she died in that car accident, I lost my best friend. I decided right there that I wasn't going to get close to anybody ever again. I didn't want to lose someone like that, ever. And another thing I decided, any god who thought he needed Michelle more than me, I wasn't going to have anything to do with him. I still went to church with my family, but I hated it. God had my sister, but I needed her more.
Michelle?
That whole scene put me into a real tailspin. I started looking for trouble, you know, throwing snowballs at cars or water balloons at people in the park, starting fights at school, getting picked up by the police for skipping school. All sorts of things. Anything I could do to challenge authority, I did it. What happened was that I became the class clown. Kids started liking me for all the crazy stuff I was bold enough to do. In high school, Jack Berghorst, Skip Hurd, and Kit Stanich and I began to hang around together and do everything together. We liked to do the same things. And mostly that meant getting in trouble.
Hey, where'd you get the wheels, Andy?
Got them off some stupid kid at school.
You mean he just gave you the keys to his car just like that?
It's not his car. It's his old man's car.
Come on.
Sure. Remember last week when I ran into that telephone pole?
Yeah.
I told him that if he squealed to my old man, I'd tell his old man that he let the car to a 15-year-old.
Oh, but he didn't say a word.
So today, I told him that if he didn't lend me his old man's car again, I'd go ahead and squeal on him anyhow.
That's cool, man. What next?
Well, maybe I can get him to give me his driver's license. I was getting pretty good with a con. 3 car accidents before I was 16 and nobody ever found out. Then, when I could drive legally, I started racking up speeding tickets before most kids my age even had their license. Why not? Granddad knew the traffic judge. My folks pretty much left me alone, but grown-ups aren't blind, and one day the axe fell. You wanted to see me, Dad?
Is this true, what I hear about your skipping school, son?
Dad, you don't believe that.
You've been seen drunk, driving around town drunk.
No. Listen, Dad, you gotta understand.
What I understand is that my son is turning into a no good.
Just a little fun with the guys. No trouble, really.
I'm going to help you make something of yourself yet. I'm sending you to military school in Wisconsin. They'll work you. And if they can't do it, nobody can.
Dad was only half right. The school did make me toe a straighter line, but I found ways to sidestep the rules. Most of the other guys there had the same problem I did. We had a pretty good time together, really, and things were going smooth until one day on cleanup detail.
Come on.
Hey, didn't you hear me, Private? Get to work. Bug off,
Sergeant.
What? Lippy with me, I'll show you who's in charge. I was a sergeant first class until that day. I quickly found out that my move against that lazy kid was not the thing to do at military school. The school's commandant made that very clear to me.
You are fighting, Sergeant Morgan. Fighting is against the rules. Do you have anything to say?
Guess not.
You guess not?
No, sir.
You've been a sergeant first class for 2 months. As of now, you're a corporal. And a corporal with extra KP for 10 days.
That's how my high school years finished up. For 9 months, I was a military cadet. Then on vacations, I was back in Lombard, Illinois. And Jack, Skip, Kit, and I would have parties every night and get drunk and just have a lot of fun. Somehow I managed to get into college at the University of Northern Colorado. Man, did I love those mountains. But I was pretty strong into alcohol, and I lasted only 3 months at the university. I came back home and enrolled at Elmhurst College. I flunked out there, too. Next stop was College of DuPage. And there my grades came back up so I could get readmitted into Northern Colorado. Sure, I went back for the fun of it, that's all. And then I met a girl. I liked her a lot better than all the other girls I had taken out. We often visited her parents in Denver. And before long, I was a regular part of the family.
What were you and Daddy talking about tonight, Andy?
Listen, Billy, I think he likes me.
Sure he does, but he looked pretty serious. Did he tell you what's happening to him?
Oh, you mean about the cancer?
Yeah.
Sure, he told me about the cancer. And then he said that he wants me to take over the family business when we get married.
No kidding? He loves that business.
He said he wanted me to run it. And I told him I'd do it.
You know what that means?
Oh, wild!
That means we're going to get married. How about that? We weren't really married, of course. But we were getting on pretty heavy. I was really in love. And even though I had, shall we say, been close friends with many girls by that time, I really felt Billy was the one. That's what made it so hard on me when she broke us up. I made an important decision after that. From now on, I was going to look out for number one all the way. I wasn't going to let anything hurt me again, ever. It was going to be Andy Morgan and company, and all the profits were coming my way. I started drinking heavier, dropped out of school, and asked my dad for a job in his factory. He agreed, so I went back to live at home and work at my dad's plant and party with the guys. And that's when I made my big mistake. That party I had at the house the weekend my folks were going to Colorado. We really had a bash that night. By 6 the next morning, guys and girls were smashed, passed out all over the house. What a mess.
Hey, Andy, wake up, man. Somebody's at the door.
Oh, no way. It's 6 in the morning. Leave me alone.
Come on, get up, Andy. Somebody's really out there. I think it's your old man.
What?
Yeah, your old lady, too.
Oh, no. I'll get these people up. Get them out of here.
What's going on here? What are these people doing in my house?
Oh, no.
Oh, get out. Get out, all of you. You stinking, rotten garbage. Get out of my house.
Dad, listen. Well, we didn't expect you back. I can clean up all this.
Clean it up?
Well, sure. Aren't you back a little early?
Yes, your mother and I came back early. As a matter of fact, your grandfather died last night.
Oh, no.
Not that that means anything to you.
Well, wait. Listen, I'll...
You shut up and get out. You heard me. You get out. Get out!
Andy, 21 years old, was out of the house with nowhere to go. We'll find out what happened to him. But first, let's talk with Harry Saulnier, superintendent of Pacific Garden Mission. Harry, this may be our last chance until after the new year to invite guests to come and visit us at the old lighthouse.
That's true. And yet this is a very good season because of the extra flurry of activity.
There certainly is activity, and if the weather permits travel, it's a great time to come and see Pacific Garden Mission. What is the best time of the week to have people come?
Well, actually, any time is a good time, but probably the best of all is on Saturday. On that day we can, in addition to offering a complete guided tour of Pacific Garden Mission, also offer other activities.
And for one, our guests can be part of a studio audience as we produce an Unshackled program.
And they may also dine with us at a great fellowship dinner.
Then comes the Saturday night testimony meeting. Now, this is very unique in that there is no preaching. All the emphasis is on good music and on testimony.
And many of the mission alumni show up on a Saturday evening and willingly tell how they first came to the old lighthouse, how they were presented with the gospel, and how they came to trust in Christ.
Now, this clear personal testimony can often be tremendously impressive to those who have never before seen the inside of a rescue mission. Transformed lives are always a powerful testimony. And when these people come back and stand there and say, "Fellas, I used to be like you were. I was sitting out there, hungry and dirty in a thoroughgoing mess with shaky nerves, and the Lord has changed me and given me a new life in Christ." It's pretty impressive to anybody. It may be that you want to bring certain young people, certain friends, to be present and hear this testimony. Your friends, your church's young people, can be deeply impressed by these simple and sincere testimonies.
And you're always welcome to visit.
Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. The telephone number in Chicago area, 312-922-1462. Most young men thrown out of their own home would start to do some serious thinking about life. But not Andy Morgan. At least,
Not yet. Here's the way he remembers what happened.
When Dad gave me the heave-ho, I was too drunk to really care. To show you how bad things were with me, the first thing I did was call a woman I knew, a 40-year-old divorcee, and told her my predicament. She put up money for a motel room. Later, I pulled together enough cash for an apartment, and then I started living in real style.
Andy, this is some place you got.
Nice, isn't it?
Nice ain't the word. This is posh.
Stocked with the best liquor, too.
How'd you do it? I mean, with your folks kicking you out and all.
Oh, we got that straightened out. Granddad's funeral. I told Dad I was sorry. He softened up some. You know what I mean.
You mean he gave you the bread for all this?
You think I worked for it?
So he gave it to you? No strings attached?
He couldn't let me starve. Gave me a bunch of family stock, told me to find a place to live. Look here, I put $3,000 into the furniture alone.
Like I said, first class.
Furniture wasn't the only thing I bought for myself, now that I was finally on my own. I had two cars, a motorcycle, a boat, and a horse. And parties every Friday night. The booze really flowed. When I think back, I figured that I spent about $30,000. Just blew it during the first year. I was working at Dad's plant and operating a nightclub on the side. So life was really groovy. Or so I thought. Then something started happening. Don't ask me why or how. That upset my whole world again.
Andy, look here. You see what I see?
What day is this?
It's Saturday.
Oh. Gross.
And it's 9 a.m, and if you'll put your ugly face up to this window, you'll see two lovely creatures preparing to move their belongings into this apartment building.
Where? Let me see.
Down below. What do you think?
Oh, I think the sun is shining, and it's Saturday morning, and time we got ourselves up and at it.
Let's go.
Hi there. We're the official village welcoming committee.
Hi. You don't look like you were planning to welcome anyone this early.
Please, my dear, the welcoming committee is always ready. I am the chairman, and my name is Andy Morgan. This is the first vice chairman, Kit Stanich. Welcome.
I'm Barb, and my friend Sue is inside.
Will you two ladies be joining our family here at International Village?
We're in apartment 310.
How convenient. I mean, how nice. I'm the proprietor of apartment 210.
Then I'm sure we'll get acquainted.
One of the small benefits of life here is the beer. Apartment 210 is international headquarters for at least 2 dozen canned varieties. Can I offer you a drink?
It's a little early in the day for me.
Oh, never too early.
And besides, I'm full.
Full?
Of love.
Love?
The love of God. The kind we can almost touch. It's so close and real. The kind Jesus Christ, the Son of God, gives us.
Oh, what can I say?
Let me ask you something, Mr. Chairman.
I wish you would.
Do you know what it means to be a Christian?
Well, sure. I was brought up in the church.
There's a lot more to it than that.
And you're going to tell me about it?
I might, Mr. Chairman. I just might.
I had never met any people quite like Barb Gibson and Sue Berg before. They were my age, single, moving into a swinging singles apartment. And yet they spent most of their time at work or holding something they called Bible studies in their apartment and going to church. Freaked me out. They came to some of my parties. We got to be pretty good friends.
Something kooky in your head, man.
What are you talking about?
Jack's right. You've been spending too much time with the goody-goody girl.
Hey, easy, brother. They're not goody-goody.
They talk too much.
I like them.
And every time they talk to you, you start acting funny.
Hey, they're all right.
Nah, pretty straight, man. Pretty straight.
Oh, no. Speak of the angels themselves.
Hi, Bob. Sue. Hey, what are you doing here?
Hi, Andy, guys.
You want to join us?
Thanks, but the booth looks a little crowded.
Hear that, Kit? Your beer belly?
This isn't any place for a saint, is it?
Hey, Schnook, be prudent with thy tongue.
We just got thirsty and decided to come down.
Don't say it. Coke, right?
All right. Spit out, Brother Jay. I'm going to join some civil company at the bar. Miss Barbara, will you be my guest?
We'll see you later, Randy.
Man, is he getting deep.
Yeah, he's got a kink, all right.
There was something about the way Barb and Sue came across. They were together people, solid, knew where they stood.
So it isn't a matter of how good you think you are, or even how bad. It's a matter of who is going to have first place in your life.
I'm looking out for number one, like I told you.
That's just what I mean. Jesus came to earth because he thought of us as number one. He really did care. The Bible says he died for our sins so that we could have eternal life. Be honest. Are you happy?
Nope.
If Jesus were in your life, you'd have the love of God right inside you. God would forget about your past and show you what his purpose for you is.
How come I never heard of this before?
Doesn't matter. It's here in the Bible. Look for yourself.
What do you do... what does a person do who wants to get into this?
The Bible says we have to tell God we're sorry, ask his forgiveness, and trust Jesus as our Savior and our Lord.
I went back to my apartment that night, knowing something was missing from my life. But it was 3 months later, and lots more talking, before I really prayed for the first time. It was a simple prayer on a Friday night. And I just cried and said, God, I've blown it. Change me. And the next morning, I woke up for the first time in 4 years without a hangover. I didn't even want a drink. In fact, I was so excited that I ran upstairs to tell the girls what had happened. Listen, Barb, I know what you're talking about. I feel full, too.
You mean you really prayed last night?
I did.
And Jesus came into your life?
Well, isn't that what you said would happen?
And now you're a Christian.
Just like the Bible says, everybody who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's me. And that's you. Are we the only two?
No way.
There's more?
You're going to meet a lot more. You're going to go to church with Sue and me tomorrow.
I'm not going without Jack.
Then bring him, if he'll come.
Oh, he'll come. He's got to hear about this. The next morning was like no other morning in my life. First of all, Jack couldn't believe that Andy Morgan was going to church. And second, he couldn't believe that we were driving 30 miles to do it.
Man, this is really something. 9 o'clock and going to church.
You're going to love it.
Pastor Cal is special.
I must be dreaming or maybe drunk.
Hey, you're going to love it. Even Jack was impressed with the church. Kit, too, when I finally got him to come. And Skip. We had a hunch that he was already a Christian. He and Mickey were down in Dallas, and we didn't see much of him. And later on, when I told him about my own conversion, Skip told me that their prayer group in Dallas had been praying for me for a long time. I became a regular at the International Village Bible Studies and at church. Funny, isn't it? Andy, the big man, the know-it-all, everybody's friend, was just beginning to find out what life was all about and what love was all about. And that was something I had to talk to the pastor about.
You said you have something important on your mind?
It's about your daughter, Gwen, Pastor. We're in love.
I think I've noticed.
She's a great girl.
I know.
We want to get married, Cal.
Gwen is very precious to her mother and me.
We both want to serve the Lord. We've talked about me going back to school. Gwen could do nursing for a while.
Andy, Promise me that you'll wait a while just to give you and Gwen a chance to fully examine your feelings. Her mother and I are glad for both of you.
Then it's okay, huh?
Yep. Okay.
Gwen and I were married that fall. I enrolled in a local college. Then the Lord spoke to us about serving Him full time.
Andy and Gwen decided to put their full energy into training for Christian service. And so they moved from Aurora to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Andy enrolled at a Christian university. The group that had been distinguished mainly for drunkenness and trouble was being broken up and put together again in an entirely new way. The same Lord who changed Andy Morgan, who brought purpose and strength and real love into his life, can change your life too. If you'd like to learn more about it, feel free to get in touch with Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. That's Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. The phone number in Chicago, area 312, is 922-1462. If you listen to these programs in Europe, you may address Unshackled in care of Transworld Radio, 175 Tower Bridge Road, London, Southeast 1, England. If you listen to Unshackled in the Philippines, address Unshackled in care of the Pacific Mission, Post Office Box 1467, Manila. Write to us this week and tell us that you're listening to the program. We hope that as you listen, you'll ask others to listen with you. That's the way we bring the good news to more and more people. And while you're writing letters, you might address a note to the manager of this radio station. All you have to say to the manager of the radio station is, thanks very much for Unshackled. Heard in the true story of Andy Morgan was Barry Stigler as Andy. And also in the cast were Felice Pauly, Kim Rasmussen, Jack Bivens, Roger Mueller, and Kit Stanich. Original music, Lucille Becker. The story was written by Mark Fackler as he received it from Mr. Morgan. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission, to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it really can be filled to overflowing. Write to us this week because we look forward to your letters. They mean a great deal more than you may realize. Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. And if you need spiritual help, you may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago, area 312-922-1462. Someone who is concerned is waiting now to receive your call. Area 312-922-1462.